Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Today, we have a special guest with us tonight, Bill Jackson, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at the Resorts Casino Hotel in Atlantic City. Bill, hello. We just wanted to give our appreciative audience a chance to chime in with some applause over there. Bill, Atlantic City, years and years ago, back in ancient times, was known as the Queen Resort of the city. It was one of the major destinations. Then over the years, it began to fall into disrepair, and with better modes of transportation, went elsewhere. Resorts saw the potential in Atlantic City. And what brought them to Atlantic City? Why did they think they could bring it back? And why make such an investment?
Well, Bob, first I want to thank you for having me on, and it's good to be talking to your audience. I think that resorts, well, everybody identified that with 60 million people within a two-hour driving distance of this destination, that it was a great opportunity for gaming situation. And finally, they were able to pull that off in 1976 and open the first casino, which was Resorts, in 1978.
Okay, and you've been there since 1978. So tremendous, tremendous improvement since then. Atlantic City now seems to be experienced quite a rebirth after some very tough times. Tell us what's happening there now.
Well, I think you're finding that all the casinos are doing much better than they did several years ago, right after the Great Recession. And also, there's been a lot of diversification in Atlantic City. So as a destination, it's building new hotels, new attractions, office buildings, restaurants, high technology office parks. It didn't exist before, and even a new college campus on the beach for Stockton University. All the lodging facilities are working well together to try to bring the corporate business back to Atlantic City. And actually, I think most of them are having a record year this year.
Okay, so it's really on the move. Are the crowds still there?
Oh, yes. And they, we've always been the second or third jurisdiction in gambling outside of Atlantic City. I think Philadelphia gives us a run for the money every once in a while, but we're still always very up there at the very top of gaming destinations, and it's just that we were for a while dropped a little bit below our normal number two position, and I think we're getting pretty close to getting back to that again.
Okay, originally Atlantic City hosted a couple of conventions, I believe, like the state school boards, the State League of Municipalities, organizations like that. Are you now attracting major corporations because of the location and the facilities and the venues that you have there?
Well, yes. At one time, Atlantic City was known as a convention destination for a lot of Northeast and especially New Jersey associations and organizations. In the past 10 years or so, the city has, the casino community has realized that the business is not just gaming, it's also convention-oriented. And so they've all built really nice convention facilities, expanded their marketing to conventions for off-season. We ourselves have built a brand-new conference center in 2015. It's extremely high-tech, and it can give a run for the money for almost any conference center in the country. And all the different facilities have expanded quite extensively in order to get the corporate business in the town. So each facility now has its own meetings that it does itself, not just the city-wise like you used to go to before.
Well, let me ask you this. At one time, the venue for gambling and resort and entertainment was Las Vegas. I believe Atlantic City was the next major contender for it. Since then, you've had places open up in New York and Pennsylvania and various other locations. So how are you competing with them?
Well, we still have a lot of great entertainment in Atlantic City. It's more on weekends than it is during the week. Although at Resorts we do have shows almost every night during the week, and some of our competitors do as well. We've always had great entertainment in this town, and I think we'll continue to do it. And it's really expanded a lot in the last 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Are you working with other venues in Atlantic City, or is it every man for himself down there now?
It's a little bit every man for themselves, but because we have we are part of the Mohegan Sun family. We do our entertainment. We book our entertainment along with our facility in Connecticut, which has a huge entertainment facility there. So we tie into that, and we get a lot of great entertainment because of that.
All right. Other hotels and attractions in the airport, there's unique dining opportunities to ensure that groups can find what they want, and the need to offer groups a spectacular and a great experience. How do you tie into that? What do you do to draw them?
I think when you go up to corporate meetings, they're very serious about spending their money in a place that they can actually be productive. And I think most of the facilities right now have very nice meeting facilities. As I said, we just added a new conference center that is very high tech, that we can handle over 1,000 people at one time on multiple devices in our meeting facilities. There's not a whole lot of hotels in the country of this size that can handle that kind of bandwidth. And so we've done everything we could to accentuate with the things that are important for conventioners, especially corporate.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, they also understand that Atlantic City is a great value, especially midweek. We are expensive on weekends for meetings, but most of the meetings take place midweek, Sunday through Thursday. And so they have the access to great facilities at very reasonable prices, usually less than half of what they would pay in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and especially in New York. So they are beginning to understand what a great value Atlantic City is for meetings.
All right, and people in the warm weather can spend their time in the resort at the tables or the wheels and then get out on the beach for a while. And Atlantic City has one of the best beaches in the Northeast. What do you do in the wintertime?
During the winter months, we do a lot of conventions in the winter months. We are always busy with our gaming clientele and tourists on Friday and Saturday. But during the week, we have to rely on conventions, and we do a lot of business with because of the great meeting facilities that are here and the great values. Again, you can spend almost 3 times on a weekend, which we'd spend during the week for a meeting here. So corporations, as I mentioned, organizations have really began to understand the value of meeting here in Atlantic City. There are also all of our restaurants that are open on the weekend, or almost all of them are open during the week. And so they get high quality, a lot of fun, entertainment, gaming. And at Resorts, for instance, we built Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, which is open year-round. And we have the only beachside grill and bar open year-round in Atlantic City. So we do a lot of parties and a lot of events at Land Shark, which is part of the Margaritaville complex. And
is that on the beach?
It's on the beach, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's open year-round. And part of it's enclosed, so you can be on the beach and still be there. And we do a lot of parties in December, January, February, March.
I'll tell you a little bit of an aside. My daughter and my son-in-law are Jimmy Buffett fanatics. And when they got married, I got hold of one of our editors at the Palm Beach Post and got Jimmy Buffett's home address. Sent him an invitation to the wedding. He sent back a note saying, or his assistant sent back a note saying he couldn't make it, but here's an autographed CD of Jimmy Buffett, and please throw this address away and don't ever use it again. So They thought when we made the announcement, they thought Jimmy Buffett was going to come walking out.
Well, I don't know if that's
okay. Now, I'm sorry. Your resorts has three other properties. Now you're under the Mohegan Gaming Advisors. Is that your umbrella organization now?
Right, Mohegan Sun, and we are managed along with the Mohegan Sun Connecticut, Mohegan Sun Poconos, and resorts in Atlantic City.
Okay, what concept makes that such a great job and so much easier for planners?
Well, it's good for gamers because they can use their points at all three properties. It's good for meeting planners because we do share information between the three properties. So if you have a successful meeting in Connecticut and you need to go to Atlantic City or this area, Philadelphia area, Mid-Atlantic, then we tend to trade business off all the time with different customers.
All right.
Also,
now, people coming down from, say, Washington, D.C., or coming up from D.C., from Philadelphia or New York City, which would be the triumvirate of major cities in the area, how easy is it to get to Atlantic City? It was not always very easy.
Well, it is from a driving standpoint. It's always been very easy. It's been about a 2 or 2.5 hour drive for 60 million people. From a flying standpoint, it's actually not as difficult as some people make it out to be because, our major airport from around the world is Philadelphia, but we do have a very nice airport right here in Atlantic City, and we have several flights in and out of there on a nonstop basis. And that's 20 minutes from the hotel. But the Philadelphia airport is about 50 minutes away. And if you think about it, if you were in Chicago and you landed at O'Hare, how far would you be from downtown Chicago? Way more than that.
Okay. Well, Bader Field, I believe, is the Atlantic City airport. That was not that many years ago, kind of a rinky-dink little field. I assume that it's been modernized since.
Oh, greatly so. The new airport in Atlantic City is at the FAA Tech Center, which is located in Atlantic City. And the FAA Tech Center is a facility that any plane that lands anywhere in the United States must be tested at that facility. So it has some of the largest runways in the country. It has runways big enough to handle any plane.
Tell us, what kind of accommodations have you got at the resort?
Well, we have about 950 guest rooms, and about 150 of them are suites. We have two towers, the Ocean Tower, which some of it was built as early as the 1920s, and we also have the Rendezvous Tower, which was built in 2004. We just recently redid the Ocean Tower, which is on the boardwalk, and has about 450 of the rooms. About half of them are in the Ocean Tower, half of them in the Rendezvous Tower, which is a new one built in 2004. But we just spent $25 million redoing all the Ocean Tower rooms, and they are quite spectacular, all done in a very nice beachy theme that people really, really have grown to like. It has become a
view over the beach and the ocean?
We do. Many rooms do. Most of them do. I'd say more than three quarters of them have some view of the ocean.
Okay, and what about the restaurants, the eateries within the facility?
That's one of the things I think we really excel in. We have a Capriccio Italian restaurant, which was recently voted the best casino restaurant in the country by USA Today readers. That means the best in the entire country, including Las Vegas. Gallagher Steakhouse and Gallagher's Burger Bar. Gallagher Steakhouse has won a lot of awards as a steak restaurant. And there's only one other one, and that's in Times Square in New York. Our East Wind restaurant has been voted the best Asian restaurant in Atlantic City. Landshark Bar and Grill won both the best outdoor dining and best pool beach bar. And Capriccio has also been honored for its outstanding wine program by Wine Spectator magazine in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. So they haven't given their award yet in 2019, but I suspect we'll win it again.
Okay. Now, the Resorts Casino has been making money in Atlantic City. Atlantic City has been drawing the money in, and we have to take a break for about a minute and a half so that we can make some money too. We will be right back with Bill Jackson, who's Director of Sales and Marketing at Resorts Casino in Atlantic City.
What do we got?
Captain, there's no sign of him anywhere. Dogs aren't picking up anything. I'll flush him out.
Red Robin!
Yum!
Answer the call at Red Robin with an Oktoberfest burger. Fire-grilled and topped with Black Forest ham, melted Swiss and beer mustard onions on a pretzel bun. Served with bottomless steak fries.
Red Robin!
Yum!
Hey, big dog.
Listen, son, your 20s, gosh, they could be such a magical time.
Wait, what?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kevin.
Keisha, you made my car insurance super easy to understand. What are they talking about?
They're kicking you out.
What?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With a walk-in closet. But I just graduated.
A dojo.
Son.
Gross.
I'll help you pack.
Agents make insurance easier. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me.
I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love.
Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
Fine.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Bob and Sandy Nessoff. Sandy is off for a bit, taking care of some research for some future programs. And our guest tonight is Bill Jackson, who is Director of Sales and Marketing at the Resorts Casino Hotel in Atlantic City, not one of, but the city's prime function when the city began its rebirth. Good evening, Phil. Bill.
Good evening, Bob.
Okay, Bill, let me ask you this. Most resorts, most casinos outside of, say, the Caribbean can't really make a success of it with just guests coming in as a resort destination. It's got to go more for some of the commercial aspects of it, which meld pretty well with people on vacation. What sort of space do you folks offer for meetings, conventions, and what makes it special for that type of event?
We do have, as I mentioned before, that we did build a new conference center in 2015 that's probably one of the greatest high-tech facilities in the Northeast. With that facility, it gave us a total of 64,000 square feet of meeting space. Now, although we have 900 rooms, we usually don't commit more than 400 to a meeting or convention. And in that situation, with all the space that we have, a meeting planner normally gets around 85 square feet per guest room for meeting space. They're allotted. In resorts, you can get as much as 160 to 180 square feet per guest room for meetings. So it really gives a lot of flexibility to meeting planners to do a lot of things that they can't do at other hotels. And also with the great restaurants we have and also the casino, there's a lot of extra fun that's built into the situation. We do a lot of theme parties here. We can do theme parties that one of the great theme parties we have, of course, is the Jimmy Buffett Key West type of theme facility party, because we have two facilities, Margarita Cafe and the Landshark Bar and Grill, that are basically built-in theme parties. You don't have to decorate it, doesn't cost you anything extra. You go in there and you are in Key West. So those are very, very popular. And just recently we opened up a new DraftKings sports book. And in there we do a lot of theme parties for a lot of bachelor parties and small groups of people who are very sports oriented can go in there in the VIP lounge up to 120 people. and it's quite a spectacular display of TVs and game devices. So they're really enjoying that very much, DraftKings Sportsbook.
Okay. What type of social events do you have at the hotel?
Well, we do a lot of weddings here. We do about 30 weddings a year. And, in fact, just this past weekend, we did a very high-profile wedding where Vice President Mike Pence's nephew married Kellyanne Conway's niece.
Keeping it in the party. The party for the party.
Right. In a beautiful church right around the corner from resorts. And so people were able to walk from the church to the reception facility at resorts here. And it was quite a nice event. We got a lot of kudos on it.
Okay. I understand you have something where you take a lot of the attendees back to a Roaring Twenties speakeasy type of thing. Tell me about that.
Well, that's one of the theme parties that we could do. We do a Roaring Twenties speakeasy party. We do also masquerade balls, Hollywood Red Carpet Oscar Awards in our Superstar Theater, Mexican fiestas. We have a football or baseball theme party featuring foods from selected parks around the country, such as Chicago Dogs from Wrigley, if it's a baseball theme party, and lobster rolls from Patriots Park, if it's a football. And we'll have five or six different stadiums in their ballroom, and all the different foods from those stadiums and those areas. And in the center, we usually have we set up a casino gaming to do several different games, blackjack and roulette and things like that. So they can have a nice party in the ballroom and then eat all the foods from all around the country.
All right. So you can set up a temporary casino or gambling area within the venue for that?
Yeah, it's not actual gaming, but it's basically for prizes and things like that.
Oh, okay. Now, I understand you do masquerade balls, Hollywood red carpet, and themes like that.
Right.
Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, we do several Hollywood red carpet Oscar awards in our Superstar Theater, because that is the type of theater that you would find Academy Awards taking place in. It's we can decorate it spectacularly, the red carpets, and a lot of companies like to do a party like that when they're doing their awards for their best employees or whatever their sales figures it might have been, their best salespeople, and they'll make it look like an Academy Award program.
Okay. Bill, how does somebody contact the resort to get information to make reservations?
Well, if you want to make reservations on your own for an individual, you would contact us at www.resortsac.com. That's resorts with an S, ac.com. And if you're looking for meetings, conventions, we have a special website just for that, which is www.meet@resortsac.com.
Okay. Now, one of the things that Atlantic City has been very famous for since the get-go is the quality of the stars and the performers at the venues. Who have you had? Who have you got coming up?
Well, we've had a lot of great stars in the past. I mean, all the major stars that ever played Las Vegas played resorts in Atlantic City. In fact, one of the owners of resorts was Merv Griffin at one time. I don't know if you realize that.
He was one of the original, wasn't he?
He was the second. He was the second owner of resorts, and he spent a lot of time here. He owned this property while he also owned properties in Beverly Hills and several other places. But everybody's played here: Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, Barry Manilow, all of the players from all of the major entertainers from the past. We tend to have more of the nostalgic acts now, things like Air Supply. We also some new ones. We have the Four Tenors are coming in, I think, next month with and this will be the first stop in Atlantic City on their U.S. tour. And so we have quite a variety of entertainment. We're also connected. We're physically connected to the hardware, which has a lot of entertainment itself. So,
is that part of your property or just a physical connection to them?
Just a physical connection. So you do not have to step outside if it's cold.
Okay. Now, I understand that. You mentioned there was a big wedding there with some people from the current administration in Washington, D.C. I understand you had a personal one that came up not too long ago. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, my daughter got married here. And she was one of the first weddings in our new conference center. And in our new conference center, we built a very spectacular ballroom with lots of different lighting effects. We can change the lighting to whatever your color scheme is in your wedding. We can change lighting in the ceiling to reflect that same color scheme, and we can change the lighting during the event. It's really quite a spectacular event. And he was quite pleased with it, so was I as a father.
And I assume that the people really made it go do it up brown for the boss, and strangers coming in can expect the same treatment?
Absolutely. That's why we do so many high-end weddings. I don't think we would have done this one last weekend if it wasn't that we had such a great reputation for our wedding facility.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you have conventions and meetings over there, what type of equipment and services do you have available for them?
Well, as I mentioned before, that we have our own audiovisual technicians on property. A lot of times, that kind of service is a third party, but we have our own here, and they're very professional. It's a large army of people, and we have in most of our meeting rooms we have 90-inch built-in screen TVs. People are able to have meetings in a room and also tie in people from Hong Kong or London or Paris all in the same meeting. So the meeting can be international in scope. We can do over 1,000 people at one time on multiple devices, and we have over 25 breakout rooms.
Okay, now going back again to non-commercial things, people want to bring families along. Do you offer anything special for them?
Yeah, we do. Resorts is right across the street from the Steel Pier, which has 25 rides. It's a very special pier that's been around for years in Atlantic City and has just recently been upgraded considerably. It has the third largest Ferris wheel in the country now, and it's quite spectacular. Also, of course, we have the beach, and it's a free beach in Atlantic City, unlike many beaches along the shore. Always has been free and continues to be that way, and I think it will continue for many years to come. There's lots of shopping. We have the Walk, which has over 125 different shops, very high-end outlet stores. So there's a lot to do that's all within walking distance of resorts.
All right. Bill, we have about a minute left to go. So why don't you give us information again on how somebody looking to either go there for vacation, for a weekend, for a day, for a convention, can contact resorts for information.
Yes, the best way to reach us if you want to make a reservation for yourself or your family, it's www.resortsac.com. And if you are looking to do a wedding or meeting event, we have a site that has specifically for this types of events at www.meetatresortsac.com.
Okay. Thank you very much. Our guest this evening has been Bill Jackson, Director of Sales and Marketing at Resorts Casino Hotel. Bill, we're out of time. Thank you very much for your appearance. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.